You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, here we go again. We're talking about Satan destroying families, his attack on families. And it pains me to admit this, but he's been very effective and very successful. And that's what we've been talking about. And this is a question for wives. Do you take responsibility for your husband's actions? Well, you shouldn't. I know he wants to blame you, but you shouldn't take responsibility. But you can't condone his behavior either. Don't leave your post. Did you drop your guard? Were you asleep on duty? Were you AWOL on being his helpmeet, his esser? I know what I'm talking about today. It's not theory. My wife will tell you she owes her life to me, and without me she would be dead. But the truth is that I literally owe my life to her. 1 Peter 3:1 says, "Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives." That's why I owe my life to my wife. She's a godly woman. Verse 2, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. You know, when my wife should have divorced me, had a right to divorce me, and if I was her, I would have divorced me. She was praying to God to make her a better wife so that she could draw me closer to him. That's an example of a godly woman. The truth is, all marriages are in a battle. Stop fighting each other and realize that the real enemy is Satan. That's the one you need to battle against, not each other. Women need to understand the biblical role of a wife, and quite frankly and quite honestly, most do not. Men need to understand the biblical role of a husband, and the same goes for them. Most do not. We all need to understand this so we can understand the biblical role of the church, because if we can't understand the biblical role of a husband and a wife, there's no way you're going to figure it out for the church. The parable in Matthew 25 tells us that half of all the brides will not be in the kingdom. Do you get that? Do you understand how bad that is? 50% of marriages result in divorce today. It follows that pattern. A big percent of them that do survive and don't survive divorce, they're not happy. Millions of people are stuck in an unhappy marriage and don't divorce because of financial or emotional hardship. The Huffington Post says that married couples that remain married, 20% of them feel trapped. One in five. And would divorce if they had the financial security to do so. 25% are no longer in love with each other. 15% wish that they had married someone else. And 3 out of 10 consider ending their marriage today. That is so sad and so wrong. And it's because Satan has been successful into deceiving us what our roles in marriage really are. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.